Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some native grass tips and we will cover all the upcoming ag events and programming. But first, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County, is looking for a new extension agent for 4-H Youth and Development here in the McPherson County office. For responsibilities, qualifications, and application procedures, one can contact us here in the office, which is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 p.m. Applications for this position are due by February 27th. K-State Research and Extension is an equal opportunity employer. We will be closed February 20th for President's Day. And now for our ag news. For our native grasses and our pastures, establishment is the most important phase to ensure system longevity when planning the long-term use of a seeded native grass stand. Native species are slow to establish and do not compete well with other plants along with weeds. For this reason, native grass pastures can take up to 4 years to become fully established. Because they have been selected for better establishment and forage production characteristics known as cultivators. Species and cultivator selection, site preparation, seed quality, seed source, and seeding date must be considered to ensure the successful establishment of your native pasture. Planning is the key to achieve a successful stand, so check with us here at the Extension Office for a complete list of steps and procedures. And now, in my Extension news, please plan to join us for the second Master Gardeners and Friends educational program of the new year on February 23rd at 7 p.m. here at the McPherson County Extension Office. We will have Annie Baker, head of the K-State Master Gardener Program, here to lead us through how we can find and utilize all the gardening resources K-State has to offer to all gardeners, big and small. This program is open to anyone interested in learning more about gardening. Bring your garden questions, as spring will be here before you know it. I hope to see you on February 23rd. We had a great turnout for the annual cow-calf school last Thursday night. 150-plus cattlemen enjoyed a delicious Kansas City steak dinner, picked up from Gentleman's Joe at Canton Lockers, and cooked by our good friends at the Mid-Kansas Co-op. I would like to thank all of our sponsors for making this yearly event such a successful night. Cattlemen learned ways to utilizing EPDs along with visual appraisal in selecting their new herd sire. K-State Research and Extension is also offering a one-day soybean school February 22nd at the Great Plains Manufacturing Plant, 125 East North Street in Salina. The school will kick off first thing in the morning and continue in the mid-afternoon. This event will provide an in-depth training targeted for soybean producers and key stakeholders. Some topics that will be covered include crop production practices, soybean breeding update, Kansas Messinet tools, insect and disease management, and market outlook. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with programming or agricultural questions. I hope you can get outside and enjoy this nice weather we are experiencing.